the PNG and the Australian government have made it almost impossible at times for journalists to get access to Manus Island, and as a result, for Australian citizens to be informed about exactly what is going on there in our names. The reporting that Beyrouz has done as a journalist has been a vital source of information about exactly what is happening on Manus Island. His reports have been published regularly in Australia and overseas. He's been shortlisted for media prizes for his work. So we're concerned that his arrest is a deliberate targeting of a source of information and is an assault on press freedom. The fact is that the photo that we've seen circulating on social media shows him being forcibly led away by two policemen. To me, that constitutes arrest. He was actively providing updates on social media this morning about the situation on Manus. He no longer is doing that. Again, presumably because he's being detained by police and may no longer have access to his phone. It is a very, very concerning situation.
Now, we understand that some people have had their phones taken away from them, most likely including Beyrouz Bachani, as you say. What are the legal, and in international terms, what are the legal implications for the removal of their communications devices?
Well, what we know about the situation on Manus is absolutely horrifying. These men have had their access to water and electricity and food and medicine removed. To take away these men's only communication with the outside world in those circumstances, I think, is sickening.
What would you like to see done about it from an Australian standpoint?
Look, our specific concern at the moment is for Beyrouz, because he is a professional colleague of ours. Beyrouz and Eden Fish and Mehdi Savari, who is a performer who's being detained on Manus Island, were the subject of an open letter that we circulated earlier this year and sent to the government, seeking for those three individuals in particular to be brought to Australia. The situation on Manus can't be allowed to go on. Our government really needs to take action to meet our international obligations and ensure these men are adequately protected and cared for.